Jenny Mack with your daily comedy news. So what we've been doing here is taking a look at Rolling Stone's top 100 sitcoms of all time. We're at day four of this as I kill off the holiday weekend and enjoy hopefully something nice outside. Now, on the last episode, I stopped at number 37 because Rolling Stone added Bob's Burgers to the list. Now, you, of course, know that Bob's Burgers does not exist. I'll ask you two questions. One, have you ever seen Bob's Burgers? The answer is no. The second question, have you ever met anyone who has seen Bob's Burgers? That answer is also no. So I'm up to number 36, and we don't want to spend 2 weeks doing this list, so let me get moving here. Number 36, Sex and the City. Okay, fine. Number 35, Everybody Loves Raymond. How is this so low? What a great show. Ran on CBS from 96 to 2005. That should be a lot higher. Number 34, SpongeBob. How's SpongeBob ahead of Raymond? No way. Get out. These guys like animation on this list. Number 33, Better Things, which has run on FX from 2016 to the present. What is Better Things? What is this? There are stories on Better Things about the career of Pamela Adlon's Sam Fox, about Sam's tempestuous relationships with her three daughters, about her periodic and mortifying attempts to date, but what matters most is the feeling of it and the sense of warmth and authenticity that's palpable in every scene. Am I a weirdo that I don't know what this is and it's number 33 and it's supposedly been on from 2016? Is this the Bob's Burgers of sitcoms? No, Bob's Burgers is the Bob's Burgers of sitcoms. I don't know what that is. You guys can hit me up at DCN Pod or on the Instagram at Daily Comedy News and tell me I'm a moron. I don't know what that is. I'm like totally confused. And that's number 33. This list kind of sucks. Number 32, The Golden Girls. That started running in 1985. I would have been 16 years old. You don't think at 16 I watched a show about a bunch of women in their 80s? No, I did not. Number 31, Fawlty Towers. Feels kind of low here. BBC 1975 to 1979. No, there's not 500 episodes. I think there's 12. Yeah, there's 12. John Cleese as Basil Fawlty. One of the great shows of all time. Number 30, The Office UK version. Ran on BBC Two from 2001 to 2003. If you listen to this podcast, you're probably familiar with that, so let's keep moving. Number 29, It's Always Sunny in Philadelphia. It is a great show, and it's had a long run, 2005 to the present. I might have to approach this list in the other direction and really take some time with some of these things. Let's keep moving. Number 28, Malcolm in the Middle at 28? No. I know Bryan Cranston is cool and all, but no, get out of here with that. No. Number 27, Louis on FX. Yeah, remember when Louis was being compared to George Carlin before, you know, stuff happened? Number 26, The Bob Newhart Show. Now we're talking. That feels about right. Bob Newhart ran on CBS from 72 to 78. This is the first one where he played a psychiatrist. Number 25, FX's Atlanta. Ooh, it's a good show. Cool cast. Feels kind of now. Feels too high. But Rolling Stone redeems itself, putting one of my favorite things of all time at number 24, Community. Six seasons in a movie, buddy. Number 23, The Office US version. Wow, Community just one spot behind The Office. Props to Community. Go Rolling Stone. Now I love your list. If I have to explain to you what The Office is, you're on the wrong sitcom. Number 22, South Park has been on the air since 1997. Is South Park better than The Office? I don't think so. Number 21, Fleabag. I mean, Fleabag's nice and all, but ahead of The Office, ahead of Community, ahead of Barney Miller, ahead of The Jeffersons? No. Number 20, BoJack Horseman. All right, this is Rolling Stone. I'm going to guess Alan Sepinwall is part of this, and he did it. Yep, Alan Sepinwall. He loves BoJack Horseman, so I'm just going to throw that out. That would be like me voting against Bob's Burgers. There's some bias there. Number 19, Roseanne, only counting the original version here. Number 18, one of the most overrated sitcoms of all time. You got to be kidding me. I think Tina Fey gets way too much credit for 30 Rock. Alec Baldwin carried that show. I will say this to Tina Fey's face. Continuing with Rolling Stone's top 100 sitcoms of all time, Taxi ran on ABC from 78 to 82 and NBC from 82 to 83. Great show, but like, does it have legacy? Like, is that really ahead of The Office? I don't know about that. Christopher Lloyd, Danny DeVito, does have a great cast. Mary Lou Henner, Andy Kaufman, it's a great cast, but I don't know. I don't know if Taxi should be that high. It's on Hulu if you want to watch it. Number 16, The Cosby Show. There was a time when The Cosby Show would have been way up the list, but Bill has taken a couple hits in the last few years. Number 15, Arrested Development. I know people like really like this one, but number 15, really? Like four people watch this thing. You can't put that at number 15, Rolling Stone. Number 14, The Andy Griffith Show. Looking here at little Ronnie Howard with a puppy. Who didn't like The Andy Griffith Show? If you grew up in the 70s, this thing was on TV all the time, even though it was black and white and you saw it. Okay, Rolling Stone, you're on crack. Number 13, Frasier. Frasier's nice, but ahead of some of those other things. Rolling Stone writes, the best spinoff ever, period. This list is pretty bad. Number 12, Curb Your Enthusiasm, 2000 to the present. Number 11 is The Dick Van Dyke Show, kind of the forerunner of the modern sitcom. So that's a good call here. All right, I'm going to pause and leave one more episode for the top 10. Now, I'm doing this from memory. What haven't we talked about yet? We have not talked about The Honeymooners, I Love Lucy, All in the Family, Seinfeld. Are you playing along at home? Are you yelling things at your iPhone? I guess you're yelling at. I wanted to say radio, but are you yelling things into your phone? Would Happy Days make the list? Happy Days in the top 10 feels strong, even though I love it, but it's got to be on the list. I mean, some of the stuff that's been, Bob's Burgers was on this list. Happy Days would have to be on here. Welcome Back, Kotter are going to make the list or get left off? MASH is definitely in the top 10. All right, so we'll do one more episode of this tomorrow, and I'll go through the top 10, and I will see you then. Follow the show on Spotify, subscribe on Apple Podcasts. See ya.